Dubai. Boeing dominated the opening day of the Dubai Air Show on Monday, securing a $38 billion order from Emirates and signing additional deals with African carriers, while China showcased its C919 jet in the Middle East for the first time. The show drew thousands of visitors to Al Maktoum International Airport, where aircraft, helicopters, and drones filled the runway and exhibition halls. The Middle East's biggest aviation event has often been the stage for major order announcements as Gulf carriers continue to expand and as regional governments push tourism and aviation to diversify economies beyond oil. Emirates confirmed an order for 65 more Boeing 7779 jets, strengthening its position as the world's largest buyer of wide-body aircraft. The new purchase raises the airline's total orders for the 777X family to 270 jets, despite ongoing delays to the program. Analysts say the deal could include compensation for those delays. Emirates CEO Sheikh Ahmed bin Said Al Maktoum said the agreement reflects a long-term commitment that supports thousands of aviation jobs. Boeing also announced fresh orders from African airlines. Ethiopian Airlines will take 11 more 737 MAX 8 aircraft, while Air Senegal has committed to 9 737 MAX jets with options for 6 additional planes. Brazilian planemaker Embraer also recorded new business, with orders from Air Côte d'Ivoire and Helvetica, and signaled higher production levels after a run of strong sales. While Boeing made the biggest splash on day one, Airbus kept a low profile. Industry sources say the European manufacturer is expected to win most of a major order from FlyDubai during the show. Both Airbus and Boeing are also seeing rising demand for freighters as airlines refresh aging cargo fleets. Emirates, which turns 40 this year, was once the biggest champion of the Airbus A380 Super Jumbo. But with production of the double-decker ending in 2021, the focus for the airline has shifted. Emirates said its latest deal with Boeing includes support for a feasibility study into developing a larger 777-10 variant. Airbus is conducting a similar study for a stretched version of its A350 line. Before that progresses, the company must address Emirates' concerns about maintenance costs on the A350-1000. Airbus Commercial Chief Christian Shearer said he was confident those improvements would win over Emirates once demonstrated. That timeline suggests an immediate A350-1000 order is unlikely, although Emirates has expressed interest in the smaller A350-900. The Dubai Air Show continues this week, with more major announcements expected as global airlines race to secure new aircraft amid growing travel demand.